I'm glad my grandchild is a girl. I'm used to them from my own two daughters, from sisters squabbling over stains on jackets and missing makeup removal, or studying serenely for the state exams. But it's more than habit and happy memories. The cultural timing of the baby's gender is spot on. Cardinal Newman, now a saint on the strength of miracles he would have ridiculed, reminds us that the only sin of the heretic is the sin of untimeliness. And the present moment's mantra, estrogen good, testosterone bad, is pure and pitiless orthodoxy. Most of the youngsters I've known who walked into the sea or hanged themselves from banisters were boys, some of them with eyebrow pencils smeared on their sparse moustaches. A Sunni Muslim from Mesopotamia told me years ago that she liked the Irish because they were always and everywhere saying, "Please God," the Dublin English for "Inshallah," and she wished me well in my married life. May you live to smell your grandchildren is in fact a traditional Arab blessing, and a kinder utterance than St. Augustine's rather grumpy "Interfices et urinam nascimur," which means we are born amid shit and piss. Now that I've reached my own nunc dimittis and breathed in the true odour of sanctity, the smell of a baby, I would wish my little descendant, a helpless animal, the same benediction. Please God, she will live to smell her children's children. By then, be it said, she'll be telling them about the last open fire in Dublin, the last religious sister in the country, and the last human being with Down syndrome on the whole island. May she be wakeful, whatever about being woke. May she realize there never was an Eden, nor shall there ever be a utopia, thank God. May she come to see that the collective cultural psychoses of my childhood in the 50s and 60s were only another variant on the new secular psychoses that are accumulating now in the new dispensation. May she remember my smell.